Electric Touch by Baby Honey HSLT. Relationship. Harry Styles, Louis Tomlinson. Additional tags. Cute. Alpha Beta Omega Dynamics. Omega Harry Styles. Alpha Louis Tomlinson. Alpha Zayn Malik. Niall isn't in it, but him and Zayn are matchmakers. Falling in love. Ice skating. Outdoor cinema. First dates. Based on Electric Touch by Taylor Swift. Summary. Harry had given up on love until his friend Zayn sets him up on a blind date with Louis. Based on Electric Touch by Taylor Swift. This fic was written as a gift for Hello Lovers 13. Harry had never been lucky with love. Each relationship he had failed for one reason or another, and he'd started to give up on love. The only reason he was waiting for the alpha Zayn had set him up with is because his friend wanted him to give dating another try. Poor Zayn, who has had to endure many years of Harry complaining about his exes and wanting someone to love him for who he is. He supposed that's the reason Zayn setting him up on a blind date. Apparently, one of Zayn's friends knows someone who is looking for a serious relationship, an Omega he wants to settle down with. Harry isn't holding out much hope. The other alphas haven't liked the way he dressed, apparently it's too girly, or they've rolled their eyes at his jokes and laughed at his dreams. I promise you, Niall wouldn't be friends with him if he was like those other alphas has. Zayn's voice comes through the speakerphone. Harry had called him an hour ago while he got dressed, freaking out about his date. The alpha has spent the hour talking him out of cancelling or not opening the door, even helping him choose a color for his shirt or what to do with his hair. Okay. It's 8:05, the time the alpha is supposed to pick Harry up. Harry looks out the window, spotting what seems to be a blue Toyota Aygo turning into the street, two headlights bright as it makes its way towards Harry's house. Does this alpha have a blue Toyota Aygo by any chance? I couldn't tell you, Hess. You know I know nothing about cars, Zayn says. But it should be time for him to pick you up, and you know I wouldn't have set you up without stalking the guy first. Zayn would as well, and his question is answered as the car parks outside his house. He moves away from the window before he's spotted, too dark to get a glimpse at his blind date. And yet you won't tell me his name. I think it is him, so I best go. If I told you his name, it would take the fun out of getting to know each other. Have a good date, Zayn says. Harry hopes it is, although he has his money on things ending badly. Let me know how it goes as soon as you're home. I'll have my phone on loud in case you need me to fake an emergency. Okay, thanks, Z. They bid each other goodbye as Harry heard a knock on the door. He stuffs his phone and wallet into his pocket. He doesn't know what the alpha has planned for their date. But Zayn seems to think it's something he will enjoy. Harry doesn't know what to expect when he answers the door, but he has to admit the alpha is handsome. His hair is styled into a quiff and the light shine into his blue eyes. He's wearing a trench coat over jeans and a jumper. Hi, you must be Harry, the alpha greets him with a smile. His scent is warm and calming, nicer than any of the alphas Harry has been with. His friend must have told him his name, leaving Harry the only one fully getting to know him. I am, Harry nods, stepping out of the door and locking it before turning back to the alpha. I'm sorry, my friend didn't tell me your name. It's Louis, the alpha chuckles. Niall wasn't going to tell me yours, but I bribed him with chicken. He seems fun, and Harry wonders what he could have bribed Zayn with. I wish I had thought of bribing Zayn with something. He laughs, following Louis down to the car. The alpha opens the passenger door for Harry to get in, and Harry thanks him as he sits down in the passenger seat. He watches as Louis walks around, getting into the driver's side and starting the engine. Louis presses buttons on the steering wheel to turn the volume of the radio down, something the other alphas have never done for him. If it's too high, I can't really talk to you, Louis says to him. So, I'm surprised a pretty Omega like you doesn't have an alpha already. I just haven't found the right one, Harry shrugs, looking over at Louis. I'm surprised a handsome alpha like you doesn't already have an omega. Louis's lips turn into a smile. I also haven't found the right one. He looks over to Harry. Call me selfish, but I'm glad you haven't found the right one. Or else I wouldn't be here with you on our first date, and hopefully many more. Harry smiles, and for the first time tonight, he's felt hope. And although he doesn't know him very well, he wants to spend more time with him. So, what's the plan for tonight? That love is a surprise, Louis smiles as he sees Harry pout. So, tell me about yourself. They spent the ride getting to know each other, Harry telling Louis about his hobbies of making candles and writing music, and Louis tells him his hobbies of playing football and watching action movies and that he hates reality TV shows because they're too trendy. Although he admits a guilty pleasure of his, watching I'm a Celebrity every November to laugh at the celebrities, and because he does like Aunt and Dec. So, where do you work? Louis asks as he turns a corner. Harry can see signs for an outdoor cinema, and he realizes that's where they are going. They go past the signs too fast for him to see what movie they are watching. I'm Zane's receptionist and guinea pig. Harry lifts his sleeve, showing Louis some of his tattoos. Most of them are Zane finding a design he likes and wanting someone to tattoo it on, but some are my own choice. They're cool. Your friend is a good artist, Louis says, glancing at his arm briefly. I go to one in town, Tattoo Taylor, but they are nowhere near as detailed as yours, not as good. Well, it's Marlings if you want a new tattoo. I'll be there. Harry smiles as he gives him the address. So, where do you work? I'm a vet, Louis says. It's a hard job. I love animals, and I see so many owners who don't look after them. I've reported many to the RSPCA. Although it's harder when you have to put the dogs or cats down. I bet, Harry frowns. I think I'd cry each time. I've come close to tears many times, although I did cry when I first put a dog down. Louis chuckles sadly. Anyway, enough about animals dying. We're here. Louis gets out of the car, walking around and opening Harry's door for him. Harry smiles, thanking him as he gets out. Louis opens the back door, pulling out two rolled-up blankets and a picnic basket. The alpha shows the tickets to the worker, and the guy points them in the direction to the screen. Louis puts one blanket down on the floor for them to sit on, and places the basket on top of it as they sit down. I hope you like Love Actually, Louis says as he opens the picnic basket. Niall said, your friend told him you're pescatarian, and I'd be lying if I said I knew what foods you can eat, so I've got vegan foods to be safe. It just means I don't eat meat, but I eat fish. My diet is mostly vegan, though, Harry smiles. And I love Love Actually. It's my favorite film, not just at Christmas. It's one of my favorite Christmas films, after Die Hard, of course. Harry gasps, looking at Louis with eyes wide. You did not just call Die Hard a Christmas film. He puts his hand over his heart. I can't go on with this date. He hopes Louis knows he's being dramatic. But as he looks at Louis, the alpha wears an amused smile on his face. Oh, and I was doing so well, he feigns a pout. But it's about John McClane wanting to spend Christmas with his wife. It's more about the hostage situation than Christmas, Harry argues. It is a good movie, though. It is, Louis nods with a smile. The chatter from the people in the crowd dies down as the movie starts to play. About halfway through the movie, it starts to get chilly, and Louis, being an attentive alpha, wraps the spare blanket around Harry. Once the movie is over and they've finished eating the contents of the picnic basket, they pack everything up and go back to the car. I had a good time, Harry says to Louis as he drives. The movie never gets old, and having good company makes it all the better. And thank you for the food, it was delicious. I'm glad. I had a good time too, Louis smiles. I hope I've impressed you well enough to be granted a second date. I'll have to think about that. He waits a few seconds before smiling. Of course you have. Harry finds he's sad to end the date as they turn into his street. Louis pulls into the space outside Harry's house and turns to Harry. I'll admit I didn't want this date to end, but I promise we will do something again soon. Can I have your number, please? Louis pulls his phone out, opening his contacts. Of course. Harry takes the phone, typing his number in and handing it back to Louis. He watches as Louis types and he hears his phone make a noise. He pulls it out and he smiles as he reads it. From unknown. Hello, love. X. He adds Louis to his phone, adding a blue heart and a butterfly. Got it, he shows Louis. The two talk for a few minutes in the car before Harry has to leave. Louis rushes around to open the door for him, and Harry smiles as he gets out. The Alpha walks him to the door, and he looks at Harry. Thank you for a wonderful night, Louis says to him. I'll text you when I'm home. I need to thank Niall for setting this up. I hope we can do something again. Harry looks at Louis. I had a good time. I didn't want it to end. Neither did I. Louis pushes hair out of his face. I want to kiss you. Then kiss me. Harry watches Louis' face. The Alpha seems to be thinking about it before he leans forward, gently pressing his lips against his. It doesn't last long, just a peck really, but it leaves Harry wanting more. Have a good night, love. Louis smiles at him, turning to walk away as Harry unlocks the door. You too, thank you again. Harry turns around as he walks into his house, watching as Louis gets into his car, waving at him before driving away. Louis goes to bed once he locks the door, a happy smile on his face as he gets in bed. He had spent all day worrying about the date, thinking of all the bad things that could go wrong, but instead he's looking forward to seeing Louis again. His phone makes a noise from the bedside table, and he reaches over and grabs it. A smile forms on his face as he reads the text. From Louis. I had a good night. Good night, love. Sleep well. Talk in the morning. X. He feels butterflies in his stomach at the text, and he types out a few different replies. To Louis. Thank you for tonight. Good night, Lou. Is it okay if I call you Lou? Talk tomorrow. H. X. He falls asleep soon after, but when he wakes up, it's to two texts from Louis, one saying he can call him Lou and the other one being a good morning text. Has. I'm glad you're happy and you're falling in love, but it's been 3 weeks and all I've heard is you talking about Louis. Zen has an amused expression on his face as he sits opposite the reception desk. Not that I'm complaining. I'm happy that you're happy, and this Alpha seems to be treating you right. I'm sorry, Harry looks at him. It's just, I've always been left alone, pining for the Alpha. It's not like I'm lost without one, but it's nice to have someone who cares for me. And I know Louis is not going to leave me stranded in the rain. I know, if he did, I would make him regret it. Zane had said that about all his exes, and Harry knew Zane had warned the ones who were almost in a serious relationship against hurting Harry. Is he still texting you? Harry had been talking to Zane whilst texting. There has not been a second in a day that Harry and Louis haven't been texting. And they never go to sleep without a goodnight phone call, which often ends up with one of them falling asleep on each other, and the call is still going in the morning. After being accustomed to only Zane or his mother calling him, it's a nice change. He is, Harry blushes, looking up at Zane, and he spots the next customer approaching the door. You'd best go and set up. The next customer is coming. Harry puts his phone down as Zane goes to the room for tattoos, and he greets the customer, handing her the waiver for her to read and sign. He hears the door open and close, but doesn't look to see who it is. Take a seat on the sofa. Zane is just preparing the studio and he'll call you when he's ready. He gives her a smile as she goes over. The next customer walks forward and Harry looks up to give the standard greeting when he sees who it is. Louis, what are you doing here? Hey love, got time for today for me to have a tattoo? Louis smiles. And I wanted to see you. Zane's free after this lady, but it'll take an hour. Harry looks at the computer. Well, mind if I stay? Louis looks at him and Harry nods, pointing to the seat. The Alpha sits down and Zane walks out, calling the lady in. How do you feel about going to Winter Wonderland tonight? I'd love to, Harry smiles. So, what do you want tattooed? Louis shows him a photo of a compass. There's no meaning behind it, I just liked it, Louis says. Do you need me to send it to you? Please. If you send it to Malling's Facebook messages, I can print it on a stencil that Zane needs. Harry watches as Louis pulls the page up and sends it. He sends it to the printer and puts it on his desk. The two talk for a while before the lady walks out with Zane, taking a leaflet off Harry's desk on how to care for the tattoo. Zane looks over. I thought we had no appointments after her, Zane says, walking over, leaning over Harry's shoulder to look at the computer. Is this the tattoo you want? Zane asks Louis as he sees the stencil on the desk. See, this is Louis. Lou, this is Zane. Harry introduces them, and Zane looks at him. Zane straightens up, looking at Louis. Ah, so you're the Alpha Hess hasn't stopped talking about. Harry blushes as he hits Zane's arm gently. Louis looks at Harry amused. You seem to be treating him well, and I like that, but I don't take kindly to anyone upsetting or hurting him. You have my word that I will do my best to never hurt or upset him. I care about him deeply. Louis looks at Zane, the two of them ignoring Harry's face being red as a tomato. I see you have other tattoos. Didn't want them to do it again? Zane asks. I'm not a fan of the ones they did. It was just convenient, but Harry told me you were very talented. Louis looks at Harry. I did all of his tattoos, Zane nods. Hess, I think we lock up after this one. Lock the door so no one comes in. Okay, Harry nods, standing up. Want me to bring him in once you've set up? Sure, Zane nods. It'll be like 5 minutes. He picks the stencil up, walking back into the room. Harry goes over and locks the door. He takes Louis in to have the tattoo, and he sits in with them. He watches as Zane tattoos Louis, the two talking, and he's happy to see them getting along. None of his exes ever got on with Zane. He thinks he had found the right one. Louis picks him up from his house 2 hours later. Being the start of December meant that it would be cold, so he put his thick black coat on, jeans, and his boots. He wrapped a red scarf with bronze leaves around his neck. The Alpha is dressed for the cold as well, a red scarf around his neck. He looks cozy and warm, and Harry wants to cuddle close to him by a fire. Being the start of December also meant that Winter Wonderland was full of screaming kids. It also meant that they had to wait 2 hours for their ice skating time slot. That didn't matter entirely, because they still had enough time for the rides. Their first stop was to get a handful of tokens. They ride the snowstorm twice before going to the bumper cars, each of them getting a different car each. They lose each other many times, Louis gently bumping into Harry when he finds him. Harry also got stuck many times and had to be pushed out of the corner by the workers. They're laughing by the time they get out of the cars. They stop in front of the Ferris wheel, and Harry swallows the lump in his throat as he looks up at it. He can hear it creaking as it goes around. Fancy this? Louis asks, looking at Harry. It's clear to the Omega that Louis wants to go on it, especially with the way he's looking hopeful. Harry nods stiffly and allows Louis to lead him to the queue. It's not long before they get into their cart and they sit next to each other, huddled close together for warmth. Harry doesn't know whether he's shivering out of coldness or fear. The wheel starts to turn and it stops as it lets people on. He takes a deep breath as he watches outside. They get higher and higher, and Harry thinks they're going to just go all the way around when they stop, at the top. His grip tightens on Louis and the Alpha looks at him. You okay, love? You smell scared. I'm scared of heights. And Ferris wheels. He looks down. The wind picks up, rocking the carriage back and forth. It makes creaky sounds, and Harry closes his eyes. It doesn't feel safe, and he pictures the carriage falling to the ground. You should have told me, Louis says softly. We didn't have to come on here. I know, but I could tell you wanted to, and I wanted to be brave. Harry looks at him. I'm sorry. I thought I could do it. No need to apologize, love. Louis wraps his arm around him. I could distract you. Please, Harry nods. Louis's idea of distracting him was to kiss him as much as he can, not that Harry's complaining. He likes being kissed by Louis. I was actually wondering if you would like to sleep over mine tonight. Louis looks at him. It's the first time they would stay at each other's house. Harry had grown accustomed to sleeping alone, so it would be weird. I would like to, Harry nods. I do have to be up for work at 7. Me too, actually. I could drop you at work on my way, Louis suggests, and Harry nods. We'll be going around 2 times soon. The view is very pretty. And sure enough, they do. Harry still clings to Louis, but as they go around without stopping, he lets himself look, and the view over Hyde Park and Winter Wonderland is pretty. His legs feel like jelly as he gets out of the carriage. Louis holds him up as he checks the time. They have 30 minutes left until their ice skating time slot, so they stop for a mulled wine and a hot dog. Louis watches as Harry drowns his one in tomato ketchup, but he doesn't comment on it. Instead, he smiles as they sit outside, watching people ice skating. The clouds look almost snowy, and Harry wishes he had put gloves and a hat on. He already feels chilly. They throw their rubbish into the bin before making the way to the ice skating area, swapping their shoes for skates. Harry wobbles as he stands up, walking behind Louis as they go out of the building, down the path onto the ice rink. He slips as he gets onto the ice, grabbing on the side immediately. Louis puts his arm around his waist. "Trust me, love, I won't let you fall." Harry looks at him, braving, taking his hands off the side. He trusts Louis enough to not let him fall. They do a few laps around the outside of the rink before Louis takes him to the middle, where he stops, turning Harry to face him and pulling him close. "I have actually been working my way up on how to say this, putting the words together," Louis says, looking and smelling nervous. "I am falling in love with you, and I know it might be soon, but I look forward to talking to you when we text and seeing you. I miss you when we are not together, and I love you. I was hoping you feel the same. And if you do, would you be my boyfriend?" Harry looks at him, opening his mouth and closing it like a goldfish. He sees Louis start to look deflated. "Lou, I have been feeling the exact same as you. I thought it would be too early, and I thought if I said it, it would scare you off. I know we haven't done stuff yet, but when you touch me, I get this, like, electric touch, and I need to see you, want to need you forever. I love you too, and of course I will be your boyfriend." As if on cue, it starts to snow, white specks of flakes falling onto them. Louis smiles big as he pulls Harry in for a kiss. It feels magical, standing in the middle of the ice rink under the first glistening snowfall of winter. Harry thinks he's finally lucky in love. And he had felt that the first date would either break his heart or bring it back to life, and he's happy as he realizes Louis has brought it back to life. The end. That was Electric Touch by Baby Honey HSLT. Read by Red Panda.